Well, I'm from Victor Harbour. Uh-huh. We were down there fishing on the weekend and spotted it, yeah.
Right. Now, what does it look like?
The boat?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, as you see in the photograph, it looks like a submarine.
It sort of it does almost look like the yellow submarine from the Beatles, except it's orange.
Yeah.
And the control sort of window is a bit elevated above it. It's all sealed, isn't it? That's where the control. So whoever would be steering it would be able to see out of this small sort of windscreen. And then it looks like they're almost airline style seats at the bottom. Were you able? You've taken photos from inside. Were they through a window, or were you able to actually access it?
Well, it's got like a door at the back. It's only got the one door, which just opens up, and the seats are sort of facing backwards. So I guess that's when they launch it into the sea, is that they're not shot out of the seats.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Nick, was it dry inside when you opened it?
No, there's water inside it. And you can see by the way the barnacles are on the side of it, it's been drifting, you know, like tail down.
Yeah, it looks like it had a bit of a forward tilt to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But otherwise, it's in reasonable nick, is it?
Yeah, in perfect condition. The seats inside are torn up, so, you know, the chances are it's probably been sitting on other beaches around the world, maybe, you know, and people have sort of trashed it inside a bit. The life jacket was out on the beach down the Coorong there, so we're not the first person to find it.
And but it's got like a steering wheel, a throttle. I assume there's a motor in there somewhere, unless that's been knocked off.
Yeah, it must be underneath there somewhere, because it's like inside, when you look inside there, it's just seats.